Rock 103 WIQB, Stabbing Westward, What Do I Have to Do? Kerry Carrington, and in the studio with me, Francis Dunnery. Hi, Francis.
Hey, Kerry, how you doing?
All right, buddy, how you doing?
I'm very, very, very well. I'm just getting over the flu, but you guys have been so supportive of me that it's I dragged myself out of bed, and I said, I've got to make the Ann Arbor show.
Oh, we're glad to have you. We're going to play a couple commercials. We'll come back and talk with you and have you play some songs and all that, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, back with Francis right after these at Rock 103 WIQB.
Program open to Visa cardholders in good standing, 18 years of age and older. Only eligible purchases made between April 1st and June 30th, 1996. Count toward maximum allowable savings on individual offers. Other restrictions apply. Call 1-800-750-VISA for complete program terms.
The evolution of Rock Ann Arbor's Rock 103 WIQB. And in the studio with me, my pleasure, Francis Dunnery. Francis?
Francis.
Francis Dunnery. That was kind of my, you know... I don't know what it was. We're so excited to have you here. How you doing?
I'm very excited, probably more excited to be here than you guys are, because it's you don't know how much kind of change you've caused down there in New York.
Yeah?
It's really interesting because nobody knew you were playing the record, and the record company hadn't kind of checked it out or anything, and we got a phone call from, I don't know, just a friend who just said, there's a station up in Ann Arbor playing your records, and... the record company aren't even talking to them or something. Some political stuff had went down. But now they kind of, they're kind of taking notice a bit, and I think that's fantastic, so I can't really thank you enough for that.
Well, we thank you for coming down. We fell in love with the record, man, Tall Blonde Helicopter, and we were playing back in 94 from the Fearless album, the track, the single from that, American Life in the Summertime.
Yeah.
A lot's changed in your music from album to this album.
Well, I think, you know, I'm coming up 4 years sober now. I haven't had a drink for like 4 years, and
good for you.
Part of the recovery process, if you want to call it that, or just, you know, part of the ongoing kind of path of spirituality, if that's another word for it, is that you look to try and find yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think back then I was just a little bit less of who I really am. I'm trying very hard to find out who I am. It took me, you know, 32 years, basically, Kerry, to realize that the thing that I am is way cooler than the thing that I was trying to be.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
Right.
That, like, freaked me out. When I found out that people just kind of liked me when I was just being myself, I couldn't believe it.
Right.
I thought I had to be, like, you know, Elvis. And jump around in tartan pants and kind of scream and shout and be, like, a show-off and, you know, and it's not true.
Hey, did you bring your dog along with you?
I didn't. I miss him so much.
Oh.
My dog rules.
Colin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He rules, man, I swear.
A little Jack Russell Terrier? Is that what he is?
Yeah.
I believe?
He's
on the front of the album here.
Incredible dogs. The only thing is you have to take them out in the mornings for like 3 hours of like running solid just so they can be normal dogs for the rest of the day.
They've got a lot of energy, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you want to do something for us? Do a little song?
Should I do a new one?
Do whatever you want, Francis.
This is a new song, and, you know, all over the place where I go, everybody's in these, like, little groups, you know. There's, like, Catholics, and then there's Jewish, and then there's English, and then there's, you know, all these groups. And somewhere deep, way deep within yourself, there's a part of you knows all that's nonsense, you know. And I wrote a song about it. I met this girl in town, we started hanging out. She took me home to meet her mom. And I thought I was cute in my new shoes and my suit, but the old girl didn't give a damn. No matter how she tried, the old girl couldn't hide the disapproval in her voice. She took me in the kitchen, said she needed answers before that she could make her choice. Are you Irish? Are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are you Clem? Are you pro-choice? Are you Baptist? And I said, I ain't anything, I'm just a man. Yeah, 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 yeah. I went for a job, I was overqualified. I made a point of combing my hair. And everything was cool till they gave me a pen, and I had to fill a questionnaire. And I filled out my name, my address, and my zip, and I tried to write no words to offend. But they were only waiting to see what I would answer to the questions they tagged on the end. Are you Irish? Are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are you Klan? Are you pro-choice? Are you Baptist? And I said, I ain't anything. I'm just a man. And I refuse to stoop so low when I feel so a part of you all. 'Cause I know you're all good souls underneath the feet. And if I'm good enough for my God, and I'm good enough for me, then why crucify me with the label of someone and something I was never meant to be? Driving down the street under the speed limit, when I heard a siren ring through the air, I pulled him to the side and surrendered my license, and he radioed to see if I was clear. And everything was fine, he was a real nice guy, he was just about to let me go free. I was almost gonna drive when his radio came alive. His sergeant had more questions for me. Are you Irish? Are you Catholic? Are you Jewish? Are you Klan? Are you pro-choice? Are you Baptist? And I said, I ain't anything. I'm just a man. Just a man. I'm just a man. I'm just a man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rock 103 WIQB, Francis Dunnery. I guess that's going to be on the next album, I would assume.
I think so, yeah.
It better be. Everybody, look at that. Look at the studio over there. We've got a sports station right next to us.
Cool.
And they're just spam. Everybody here loves you, man. You got a book. What's the deal with the book, From a Bum to a Butterfly? You've wrote a book?
Yeah.
Is that out? Is it coming out? What's the skinny on that?
I haven't really got it absolutely finished yet. It's so difficult when you... See, I'm writing a kind of metaphysical approach to a 12-step program, which is... How can I explain this? It's quite radical in some of the things it says. I mean, I don't mean any harm with my book, and I'm not really putting anybody down or anything, but some of the ideas coming from a more spiritual background in terms of metaphysics or energy or
sure.
the dealing with energy, just kind of what happens when you do the 12-step program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the thing is amazing. It works, and that's, you know, that's the end of it. I mean, I'm not here promoting any sect or any kind of organization, but just the following of them principles. I mean, I've gone from... I mean, 4 years ago, Kerry, I was smoking crack on Hollywood Boulevard, and I got a gun put on my head. And everything was a mess, you know?
Yeah.
My life, everything was gone. My house, cars, finances, my dignity had gone, my respect had gone, everything had gone. And I kind of just followed them little things for 4 years, them principles, and I end up really being happy. Sometimes I think, you know, and if I come on air and I talk about it, or if I talk to my friends about my happiness, I think I'm lying. But then I think, no, I actually am happy, you know?
Well, it shows. It shows in your music and meeting you now, and you're making me happy.
Cool. That's the energy you see.
It's contagious. Have you read Celestine Prophecy?
Yes, that was a really good, cool book.
Yeah, it's a great book.
You know, there's lots of great books out there, but you know, there's a. Everything comes down to the individual in the end. It's like, you know, it's. It's you're either going to go forward or you're not, and I have a massive need to go forward.
Yeah.
I have a disease that if I don't go forward, I'm a dead man.
That's right.
I'm absolutely dead, and I've got no doubts about that. So
yeah.
In that respect, and that's something else I'm saying in the book, it's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, if I didn't have it, I wouldn't have the need to discover myself in the way I have. And it's basically, spirituality is positive voodoo. That's mm-hmm. the way I look at it.
Yeah.
It's very powerful stuff if you... You know, if you learn to kind of bend reality, so to speak, that's a bit heavy for this time of day.
That's okay. Hey, I look forward to the book coming out. But that is the slated title, From a Bum to a Butterfly.
Yeah.
So when it comes out, be looking for it. Francis Dunnery, the author.
I'll send you a copy, Kerry.
Oh, beautiful. Let's play something here off the CD. This is Tall Blonde Helicopter. Now, tonight, Francis is putting on a free show for about 103 people. And...
I saw the room, by the way.
Is it nice?
I love it.
Yeah?
Because I've never played in a room like that. It's like usually you're playing bars or stadiums or something.
Right.
And then it's kind of like Elvis at Vegas. You know, it's in this like hotel and stuff. I think that's
We're
cool.
not going to make you wear sequins or anything, though.
I'll wear them.
Put on the Elvis jumpsuit.
I was hoping you would.
Anyways, if you can't make the show tonight, tomorrow Francis is going to be doing an in-store over at Tower Records on South University in Ann Arbor around 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and they'll have copies of this album right here, Tall Blonde Helicopter, and this track is track 10. Great. The whole album, 15 tracks on it, all written by you except Father and Son, the Cat Stevens song, which is, of course, a Dynamite cover of it. I was telling you off the air about the electric guitar lead, which just, what an awesome song.
Just, you know, we were talking about Todd Rundgren as well.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, have you heard a song that goes something like... Something like that, and it goes like... Leroy Boy.
Oh, yeah, we got to get you a...
I love that.
Yeah, we got to get you a woman.
I'm going to cover that song.
Oh, you got to.
Todd fans will kill me. I'm sorry, guys, I don't really want to do it.
Well, let's do this one. This is Because I Can.
Okay.
It's Francis Dunnery off of Tall Blonde Helicopter at Rock 103 WIQB. Rock 103 WIQB, hit me with your fax machine. Francis Dunnery, Because I Can. You are big time into the computer. You've got your own website, don't you?
It's on the Atlantic website thing, so it isn't updated very often, but I'm just putting my own together now.
Are you?
And I love computers. I love the net and stuff.
Cool.
It's kind of, it's like a... if you don't know how to do it, it seems like it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was considered a nerd for a long time. You know?
I'm like totally out of it. I'm the only one here who doesn't know a squat about computers. And they, in fact, we gave away some mouse pads a while back, and I thought they were like potholders.
Yeah, right.
So, you know.
I like that.
I'm like the Jethro Bodine of the whole... hey, you toured with Robert Plant for one of his tours? Which tour was that?
The Faded Nations tour. I went around the world with Robert, and he's cool, man.
Did you play guitar in the band?
Yeah, I played lead guitar for him, and there was a weird moment, actually, because when I went back, because I could only stay with him for like a year, I think. I don't know what it was. I had to record my album.
Right.
And so then he got together with Jimmy, and I went to see them play at the Meadowlands on this Plant and Page tour. And I loved it. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And then... I was standing at the side of the stage and I thought, something's not right.
Hmm.
Something's just not right. And it was Jimmy Page playing my guitar licks. It just didn't seem right, you know, because he was doing some of that Robert solo stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's weird.
Wow. Well, you want to do something for us?
Yeah.
On the guitar?
Yeah.
Let's just play. What do you want to do? Can I make a request?
Yeah.
How about Too Much Saturn? You want to do that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. Francis Dunnery at Rock 103 WIQB, an acoustic version of Too Much Saturn.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Or something like that, Kelly.
Whoa. Rock 103 WIQB. Francis Dunnery, Too Much Saturn, live in the studio. Francis tonight in town doing a free concert for lucky WIQB winners.
I got my fuzz pedal tonight, you know that, right?
Did you?
Yeah.
Now, what was that? Say it again. Say it.
The fuzz pedal, it's like a distortion pedal, and I kick my solos in. It's cool.
Oh, hey, you know what I was going to ask you about? It's an instrument called the tap board.
Tap board?
Tell me about the tap board. What's up with that?
I do that, yeah.
You're known as the innovator of the tap board.
Well, it sounds, I'll try and do it on the guitar.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
I can't really do it on here, but it's that type of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is it like an electric instrument or?
Yes, it looks like a pedal steel.
Okay.
Like that type of thing, but only you tap it, you know. You use
right.
That type of thing.
And you're going to use that a bit on the new album or the next album that comes out, the third album.
Yes, I think so. I mean, I've had it for a long time now, but I put it away in Los Angeles. I left it in Los Angeles. When I nearly got killed.
Yeah. Well, you didn't use it at all on this album, did
no.
you?
No.
I didn't think so. Because I was looking for it, and I said, no, I didn't see the tap board.
You know, I've been downplaying the guitar playing on both of my last albums because it's, you know, it's sometimes you hide behind it. When you're a guitar player, you hide behind some blistering solo to kind of cover up your inadequacies as a songwriter. So I really wanted to stand out in the front this time and say, well, if are my songs any good?
They're excellent.
Do I have anything to say? And let's not rely on the guitar. So.
Well, these are 15 of the best songs on an album anywhere.
Really?
Oh,
cool.
By far.
John, do you want to come back and live with me? John and Kerry.
Yeah, there's not a bad track on the album. We're going to pay a couple bills here. We're going to come back, and maybe you'll do one more, or we'll play one off the record, and we want you to save your voice for tonight. And, of course, tomorrow, Francis over at Tower Records, South University in Ann Arbor, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. If you can't come out to the show tonight, tomorrow you'll get to go check him out. He's going to be doing an in-store. We'll do a couple commercials. We'll come back, and we'll talk to Francis and say goodbye to him, let him get ready to go do a sound check and all that kind of stuff right after these at Rock 103 WIQB.
Hey, tired of nightclubs? On it.
Yeah.
Trick or treat.
Fruitiverse, bite the burst.
Rock 103 WIQB, the evolution of rock. Kerry Carrington in the studio with me live and in person, Francis Dunnery, who's doing a free concert tonight. Man, we just thank you so much for coming and doing that free show, too.
Look, man, it's me that should be thanking you. You guys don't know what you've done. I mean that, too. It's been really cool because, you know, sometimes it's hard not to quit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough sometimes because you get something like a record and nobody's supporting you. The record company kind of, not through their own fault, just because they've got so many records, they can't push your record and you get a bit disheartened sometimes and then something like this happens. And I really think as long as you don't quit, as long as you just keep going, you can do absolutely anything you want.
Yeah.
And I'm really trying to learn that right now. And this little moments like this where, right out of the blue, we didn't even know you guys existed. I come up and I have a fantastic time and everybody's sweet and everybody's cool. And I just know it's going to be an incredible night tonight.
It's going to be...
The energy feels real good.
Oh, man. It's I have not seen so much excitement around this place in ages.
It's real good.
It's just something else. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
You want to do Sunshine for us?
Yeah. This is one I wrote for a girl in Australia who was... she was out of her brains on drugs and drink. And I had a conversation with her and we kind of had a little relationship for a while until I came home and got the phone bill.
Oh. You know? That'll do it every time. Rock 103 WIQB, yeah. Francis Dunnery and Sunshine live in the studio from the album Tall Blonde Helicopter. Francis, thank you so much for coming by, man.
Kerry, I love you and I want to have your children.
Well, you're not the first person who
said
that.
In fact, I want to have all the radio stations.
You know, it usually ends up, though, with, you know, all my relationships usually end with a restraining order and a woman changing her phone number. So, anyways, we'll see you tonight, Francis.
All right, man.
And, of course, tomorrow, if you can't make it to the show tonight, if, you know, you weren't one of the lucky few, we definitely apologize, but Francis has been so gracious to agree to do an in-store at Tower Records on South University in Ann Arbor, 1 o'clock tomorrow. And of course, tonight we're going to have copies of a Tall Blonde Helicopter on sale at the show, and I believe some T-shirts too, aren't we?
The T-shirts got screwed up.
Did they? Well,
yeah.
At least
I tried really hard to get.
But we
some
do have some of the
printed.
CDs
yeah.
tonight, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So if you don't have a copy of it already, you have no excuse tonight to not leave without a copy of Tall Blonde Helicopter. And I'm going to be right back. We're going to get into 30 minutes nonstop. Let Francis kind of rest for a bit and get ready for the show tonight, 8 o'clock here in Ann Arbor with Rock 103 WIQB.
What really counts? In